This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Relationships are hard, and that's why I'm here. Hey, friend, it's Cami Crawford. I'm a TV host, producer, and model living in Los Angeles, but you may know me from my work on MTV's Catfish. Welcome to my show, Relationship, the advice podcast that covers all relationship topics, the good, the bad, and the straight-up shitty. Think of me as your big sister that you can always trust to give you the real tea. Need advice? Send your story to hello@relationshippod.com or DM me @relationship on IG and tune in for new episodes every Friday. Talk soon, bestie. Happy Friday, besties. Yes, we are back for a twofer, okay? Listen, you know that I had to come back with some heat, all right? I couldn't just leave you for as long as I did, which I feel really bad about, by the way, without, you know, putting some extra razzle-dazzle after my absence. We had the episode on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. But now we're back for a Friday episode, and we will be resuming our regularly scheduled programming with new episodes airing every single Friday. And today's episode is going to be so good because today I'm talking to Grammy-nominated bad bitch, like truly confidence queen, a Leo confidence queen. We love to see it. Recording artist Callie. She is so fire. If you have not heard her songs, if you have not heard Area Codes, I don't know what to tell you. If you do not listen to Do a Bitch every single morning when you're getting ready, I really don't know what to tell you. She's coming out with some new music soon, which I'm super excited about, and we'll talk more about it on the show. But let me just get to it. Let me just silence myself and let's get to the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. It's your girl, Cami Crawford. And today, I'm so excited. I don't even know if you know how excited I am because really? I've been keeping it cool.
Okay.
We have Grammy nominated, almost about to be Grammy award winning recording artist, Callie.
Ooh, you said that good.
Did girl, I? You say it. I feel like
Callie.
Okay. A lot of people know you from Area Codes. Mm-hmm. I got hoes. Mm-hmm. Might just be you.
Yeah.
Area Codes. I'm singing it in case anybody listening has not heard the song because they've been living under a rock for the past 2 years. I have been a fan since Do a Bitch.
Okay, period.
And I listened to it from the start. I listen to Do a Bitch pretty much every single time I work out.
Period.
It hypes me up. It just gets me going.
Really? Because Do a Bitch is such a slow song.
I know you're a Leo.
Yes.
Because I do my research. I'm a Scorpio. So I feel like slow and
vibe. It's just a vibe.
It just gives me so much energy. That and of course.
It's mm-mm.
Well, I say mm-hmm because every time you say mm-hmm, I'm like, yeah, that's me. But I'm never a mm-mm. I'm always a mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I post? Except for can I post you on my page? That's it. No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I don't do the posting.
No.
I
you
spend
don't do the
spend
post
the night.
It?
No. Oh. No.
Do you want to be posted, though?
No.
Oh, I feel you.
No. So this is something that the besties, that's my listeners, as we call them. Mm-hmm. The besties don't know who my man is.
Okay.
The gag is, Callie knows who my man is, y'all.
I do.
She knows him. And I have not posted him. Have you ever seen...
Keep it like that, because when folks start seeing your man,
Weird shit starts happening. I've noticed that. In the past, when I've posted my man, next thing I know, all these people that follow me are following them. And I'm just like, first of all, I was in a relationship once where the person was private.
Yeah.
And he accepted everybody who followed him from my page. And I was like, why are you accepting? Because now in their minds, they think like, oh, I have access to Cami's man because
He accepted me. He probably wasn't even actually going through all the follow. He was just like, accepted.
He was obviously thirsty for followers.
Oh, okay. Obviously. Okay. He was obviously thirsty.
Because what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why would you play me like that? Anyway, so all that to say, Callie knows the fucking vibe. So when you said, can I post you on my page? I'm like, no, because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But
private, not a secret, though. Like, right. I might, somebody might get like a little finger back of the head or something.
Yeah. That's, I do. Have you seen The Proud Family?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know Wizard Kelly from The Proud yes. Family? That's how I post my man.
Yes, because, yeah.
From the I like chin that down. Vibe. Chin down.
Yeah.
No face, no case.
No.
You don't need to see him.
Nothing.
You don't need to see him.
Yeah.
But I love these shades. Mm-mm.
And okay. I like super, super tall men.
Yes.
So they don't yeah. even fit in the picture.
Dark skin, tatted, and hella tall.
You know it.
I'm telling you, I know all the
you
fucking words.
You know it.
That's my fucking song. I love it. So, Callie, mm-hmm. I know you are 23 years old.
Yes.
Which is insane to me because for some reason, you give like mature, just like old soul, like knows what the fuck she's talking about.
I get that a lot. I appreciate that.
I think, do you know what your full chart is? Or your big three?
Yeah, I know my big three. I'm a Leo sun, a Leo rising, and a Cancer moon.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm an emotional gangster.
I love that.
Like, the Cancer really just messes up my gangster.
Does it?
Yeah.
You've had experience.
Because I'm a real, the Leo is a real pee bitch, you know?
Right, yeah, 1,000%.
But the Cancer just really just...
fuck shit up.
I just get a little emotional. Like, I cry when I'm pissed off.
I get it. I understand that. I have that a Cancer me. Mars. So when I argue, I cry.
I don't know
I
what
cry.
All of the rest of that means.
Mars is the planet of aggression and sex.
Oh, okay.
What that means for my Cancer, I have no idea. But
you a freak, girl.
Well, yeah. And I like physical touch.
Oh, see, yeah.
Physical. I like to give physical touch, but I don't really like being touched that much.
I don't like either. Like, I mean, I like it, but like.
That's not what the songs say.
No, I like, obviously, like, come on.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I've had people tell me like, you know, you don't ever like just, you know, do like the little rubbing mm-hmm. on your skin. I'm just like, I thought you don't want to be touched because I don't want to be touched. But like once you tell me, I'm going to do it. But
yeah,
that's like four on my love languages.
What's your number one?
I think quality time.
Same.
Or like words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts.
Gifts is lowest on mine.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Because
like,
I love
to give
gifts
too. Like I like giving gifts.
I've heard you say that you can be a trick when you're in love.
I can. Like once I hear you say that somebody never bought you something, I'd be like, oh babe, what you want?
What?
I do.
What's the craziest gift you've gotten somebody that you were talking to?
A Rolex. I mean, he was coming with the stuff too.
Okay.
We was back to back tricking. Come on.
I was
now.
About to say, wait
when
a minute.
Lady London say, I'm a trick, but he gonna trick bigger.
Period.
What you talking about?
Period.
Please.
And you know what? I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, I'm gonna set the tone, get my little one too, but you already know how I'm coming, so.
Yeah. So you better come correct. I feel like, especially, have you found since, I mean, you've had this like amazing rise to fame and stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that the guys that you're or the people that you've been dating that they treat you differently because of that, or do you feel like you still are attracting the types of people that you want to attract that see you for you?
I mean, honestly, like where I'm at, like I was just talking to my best friend about this right now. I feel like I'm in a space or like guys view me like I'm really intimidating. Like I feel like it's hard to get to know people because they think it's like one way. I'm one way, but I'm really the other.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah. Like,
they have a perception.
I really don't know what it is right now. Like, even I tell my team, like, well, I don't know, you know, I'm really like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like men are so insecure sometimes. Like they can't handle like somebody that has their stuff together who don't need them. I just like I said, quality time. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times they are confused about what women really want.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
We just want you to fucking spend time with us.
Yeah.
Like, spend time on us. Like, show us that you genuinely care.
Yeah.
Don't just hit me up when you're trying to
get
some ass. Like, I feel like it's very simple. I was just telling this to a man recently because he was saying that his wife had been, like, giving him problems. She just always was arguing. I was like, she probably wants to fuck. Like 9 times out of 10, if we've got an attitude, it's because we haven't been touched, you haven't done anything, like you
or
haven't
like we've
picked up
said
after
it already
yourself.
What we want,
yeah,
and like you're not listening.
Exactly.
So now I'm irritated because how many times do I have to say it? Or
right.
Like, what do I have to do for you? You know, pay attention.
Right.
But I'm also very like straightforward too, and I think that also intimidates guys. Like if I want you, I'm gonna tell you I want you. Like why are we beating around the bush? Like
That's that Leo confidence in you.
Yeah, but it ain't been getting me nowhere in 2024.
Really? Well, I'm just thinking, like, because for me, when I finally decided to get back out there and start dating after my last breakup, I went on Raya. Have you heard of Raya?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met my man.
Oh.
But Raya is an app for people who are in the industry. So, yeah. Like, it's a safe space.
Right. But I've been seeing the little TikTok. It's not really a safe space.
Everybody's saying that Raya is not it, and like no dating apps are right now. So I don't really know. Thankfully, I'm off the market for the foreseeable future. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. How? Like, how are we going to get there? Because how do you even meet people? Like at your place in life
it's
now.
It actually really is hard. Like, I'm always gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surrounded by my beautiful, lovely team.
Yeah. Blocking people from trying to come up to you.
They literally think no man is good enough. Like, like,
oh my God.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, they're probably right.
Like, my whole team. They all do that. Like, well, Callie,
You need to tell them that it's good for the music.
Yeah.
You'll make a good song. If it doesn't work out or if it does.
Yeah. I've been in like this music bag. I'm kind of in my R&B Cali vibes right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it has put me in a good space.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like when I was in my like busiest season, this is before I even booked Catfish or like started working as hard as I'm working now. But I went on this date with this guy that this fucking friend of mine at the time put me on this date with this person. He went to Harvard for like law school, which is like, but it doesn't impress me. I don't really give a fuck if you went to college or not. I care if you're cool.
Yeah.
And we go on the date. The date was like fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. We were still like FaceTiming, texting. And one day he was trying to like meet up with me, but I was going to be gone for like 12 days. I was traveling. Yeah. I was busy.
Yeah.
As we are.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Guys act like they want a bitch who's on her grind, but then they get a bitch who's on her grind and they're like,
yes.
You grinding that many days?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right.
Photo shoot.
You with somebody? No.
No, I'm busy.
Get to this money. I'm with Benjamin Franklin.
Exactly. Period. That's exactly what the fuck I was trying to explain to him. He didn't get that.
Yeah.
I don't think I used those words.
Because if you're not going to give it to me,
I have to go out and get it. And honestly, even if you could give it to me, I don't want it from you because I feel like
I want it from you. Ooh. I want it.
Give it to me.
Give it.
Please. You think that you could be the housewife?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I was like, because you.
I said, give me the money. I said, give me the money. I didn't say housewife. Like, I could sit down. It just depends on who it is.
Yeah,
it just depends. My team would never let that happen, honestly.
I pray not. I pray not. You're on a fucking high. Like,
I think at one point I tried to be, and they was very concerned.
Yeah.
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 They were very
That's that
concerned.
Cancer moon creeping in, being like, I just want to lay up
this,
under.
I'm just gonna be,
yeah.
I'm cooking today. You guys wanna come over?
No. They're like, you better be cooking up some fucking records
right.
in the fucking studio.
No, but that your situation that you explained recently just happened to me, like, I'm like, I'm feeling somebody, like, you know, it's all fun. And then I have to leave for a week and a half.
Yeah.
It's like, dang.
I know.
It was just getting good.
I know. And then I feel like they get so insecure about it because the same guy, I was like, I'm going to be gone, like, but I'll see you when I get back.
Yeah.
He literally texted me. He was like, are we doing this or no? Because I don't want to waste my time. I said,
see, but I would like that.
No, I
would
kind of
like that. Like, I felt let like me know, like, okay. You miss me, but just say that. Just say that. Like, you know?
He wasn't fine. I think that played a part.
Yeah. You didn't like him for real. You was just.
No.
Sorry to that man. I hope he don't be watching this podcast.
Fuck him. I hope he is. Don't ever talk to me crazy. He just came out of like left field and I was just so confused. Because I'm like, are we doing this or no? I don't like that.
It was too aggressive?
It was just, we weren't there.
Oh, okay.
We weren't there. I haven't even held your hand.
I'll be there one day. First day, if I like you. What's T? Are we? Shoot.
You're the one asking the question.
I don't have time. Girl, I'm busy. I don't have time to be thinking like what we got going on. Is we doing this or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't be. I just mind my business, girl.
I told him no, we're not.
The roster is empty. There's nobody on the roster. I'm telling you.
Not even a white boy with a pasta and lobster.
No.
What happened to the pasta?
It got stale, dried up.
No.
Bland.
What? Well, I feel like Yeah, it's easier said than done. Because how are you even gonna have a roster if you are seen out with people? Like, you can't just be.
Not even that. It's just like everything just seems so like surface level. Like, people just lately just haven't been. They lack substance. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to waste my time and energy doing that. So yeah. Do you like, feel that like... was an era. Cool. Yeah. Grown up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's changed.
So if I'm going to give somebody my time, I need to like, you got to have some type of something. Like, I'm all about energy. And yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah. I do feel like, I don't know if you can relate to this, but I feel like industry guys kind of give that surface level bullshit. And it's just like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. And like, I think men, period, just have a, something's off. They missing a little something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not my man though, because I'm manifesting my man. He got all of his marbles. Exactly. They are there.
Have you made a list?
Yes.
You have a list.
Yes.
I love that. I just met. See, and you're, that's how I know you're wise beyond your years, because I just made my list at like 29.
Yeah, it's because I have such wise ladies around me. Yes. I said they be keeping me on my toes.
I love that. I love that. I feel like the list is, you got to stick to it. And when you start dating,
if men seen my list, that black girl, you about to be single for the rest of your life.
How like fine tuned is the list? Is the list like, he must be 6'5", he must drive a Porsche, he
down
must...
to the hygiene, brushing your teeth at nighttime. I'm sorry, I gotta
that's a,
see.
That's not a given.
you would think.
Don't tell me.
I had somebody who I had to ask him, did he brush his teeth today? I swear to God.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
No, you didn't.
And I fell out.
And what was the answer? What was the answer? I'm scared.
Yeah, it was but I just didn't see it. So I'm looking side eye like.
That's so nasty. Mm. And then you just breathing that fucking hot air on me. You gonna...
No, one time I had told him, I was like, your breath is a little dark.
That's the worst fucking, then, no, that's wait, the no. worst thing you can
that
hear.
That ego of his, no, listen, but we're dating. Like, I'm being real with you. Like, I don't want you going out because what if you talk to somebody's face and they're going to be like, dang, Kelly got you out there breast just hot? Like, no. That's why I tried to tell him. And he going to come in like, no, that's your breath. Like, I was smelling it
first
earlier.
First of all, no, the fuck it wasn't.
You so damn prop. Go brush your goddamn teeth.
Stop. What was his sign?
He was a Sag.
I feel like that's not on brand for them. I feel like they like to come, you know, wow, a Leo and a Sag.
Yeah.
It was good? It was like...
Yeah, it's like, I have a love and hate relationship for Sages.
Yeah. Yeah. I like fire sign men, though.
Yeah, me too. I like fire sign men. I feel like that's those are the only signs that could really, like, get me together for real.
Have you dated a Scorpio?
No, but I dated a Pisces.
Oh, fuck no. You're entitled to compensation. Boo. No, Pisces men are fucking garbage. Next to Cancer men.
Next question.
You're like, I love the Pisces.
No, I had a love and hate relationship with the Pisces too.
Oh, okay. Me too. They draw you back in every single time. It's the water.
And it's the fire and water too, because like, I don't want to have the conversation.
Yeah. Moving right along. Okay. So obviously, this is a relationship advice podcast. Mm-hmm. People have questions.
Okay.
And we got answers.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. If I don't, you do.
I'll try, but people want to hear from you. They hear my fucking yapping voice all the time. Okay, you ready? Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, besties. So I need advice. I currently got out of a 4-month situationship. She broke it off because she was busy for the holidays and couldn't make time to see me. Mm. But I think it was more than that.
Yep.
I think this writer's a girl. She got a new bitch.
Oh, yeah. She got a new girl.
She got a new bitch.
That's really all I need to hear.
Yeah.
But continue. Sorry. That was wrong. That was so wrong of me.
Quick answer. She don't fucking want you. Okay. But I think it was more so that I lived with my parents and it was an hour drive to make it out to her. She never drove to me. I always drove to her and I would be the main driver whenever we would go. On top of that, I wouldn't want to have sex with her.
Teach his own.
Because, in my mind, why have sex if you ain't committed to me?
Standards.
I don't have them, but...
Okay.
Wish I could relate. Good for you. Question one, is it weird to have that mindset of not wanting to have sex with someone until you're exclusive? Oh, no, there is two questions. Question two, I'm finally moving out of my parents' home, and ironically, I'll be closer to where she lives. Should I hit her up? Thanks, bestie. I would like to stay anonymous. Okay, so question number one, is it weird to have the mindset of not wanting to have sex with someone until you're exclusive?
No, I don't think that's weird at all. Shoot, I think a lot of like women just start doing that like more, you know, keep people on their toes,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And for the second question, I mean, I'm all for it. Like, if you feel like you need to hit her up, then hit her up. Mm-hmm. If she, you know, just if she don't respond, then prepare yourself for that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But you said she probably got somebody else.
Because, you know, the 3 month rule with the give people 3 days. What is it, 3 months to get to know somebody? 90 days to get to know somebody. She was, I feel like, me personally, I feel like she was debating between two people, and then that's just where she landed at, and it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, that's, bestie.
I mean, that was very heartfelt. Thank you. She's definitely clutching her fucking heart at home. Like, oh
but
my
she,
God.
But I feel like, as a, like, you should reach out and just ask, like, you know, what happened?
Yeah.
If you care, obviously it's still on your mind. So just reach out and like, what happened? I like getting to know you, and these were my boundaries and my standards, and I, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you're close by. I mean, you can always put it out there. I think my Scorpio hardheadedness, I'm like, if you haven't talked to me, or you don't want to see me,
bye.
Pretend I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm deceased. Yeah. I'm 6 feet under. Yeah. I don't fucking exist.
Walk past you like, I don't know you.
I have evaporated off this planet. Yeah. If you could go, to me, if you can go 12 hours without speaking to me, surely you can go 12 lifetimes.
Yeah.
Surely you hate me.
Really?
And you never want to see me again.
I give a man 5 hours. I was disciplined by 5 hours yesterday. I don't play that. I'm sorry.
Where have you been?
I'm busy.
Right.
And I see my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't that busy.
Everybody always says they're busy. That's what she said. I'm busy for the holidays.
You can communicate. That's my thing. Like, if you're going to be busy, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'll hit you when I'm done with this.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play that.
You've been missing all day?
Mm-hmm.
You could be dead. What if I need to go meet up with you in the hospital?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know
where
you are.
I just feel like that's, like, it's really a thing. If somebody wants you, you're going to know.
Right.
Like, if they want to talk to you, you're going to know. Like,
yeah.
If they're going to make you make time for the things that you want. Because I sure do make time for the things that I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shoot. That man called me Grammys tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm just playing.
Bitch, if they fucking announce and the award goes to Callie and you, and then they're like, Callie couldn't be here to accept the award because she's
on a yacht.
In Miami.
Bent over like, ah.
It'd be like a live feed to you on FaceTime with a bottle of champagne.
Ah. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. I would definitely be there. And
you
I would want somebody that would want to be there with me. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yes.
In a, like, time period like that.
Yeah. Somebody supportive. But yeah, I mean, that's what, she broke it off because she was busy for the holidays.
That's not a time to be. That's why I'm saying she got somebody else, because that's not a time folks is busy.
Right.
That's the time people is like coming together, especially Christmas. Don't you want some gifts? Like,
unless the only thing that I could think, if you're busy for the holidays, is you are a gift wrapper at a department store,
or you're with your family for the holidays. Then maybe,
yeah,
because 4 months is not really a long time to be introduced. I mean, not enough time, I feel, to introduce people to your family.
Yeah, no.
No,
no. I need to know that you're a sane person.
Yeah,
who's not gonna fuck with me.
Mm-mm.
First.
Because my family, they read down.
Yeah.
And I don't got time for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, bestie, hit her up. See what she's doing. Then really see how she comes. Because when you're closer and there's no excuse.
Yeah.
If she's still not, is not giving that she wants to be, you have to move on.
Yeah.
You got to move on. Okay. All right, the next one. This one says, help, in all caps and 3 exclamation points. I'm currently navigating new feelings for my female best friend. This is another girl. As I'm navigating my confusion for my ex-boyfriend of 7 years, who I'm currently living with. I felt myself growing apart from him. He wasn't loving me in ways that I wanted and kept doing things that really hurt me. My best friend, I don't know how, I just started slowly catching feelings for her. Now I'm stuck in a place of not knowing if I should reconcile with my ex or be done and explore these feelings with my best friend.
She needs to heal. Take time from both.
Yeah.
And heal. Yeah. Ask yourself what you want.
Yes. That's good advice.
Yeah.
Is fucking with your best friend, male or female, whatever, a good idea?
No. I don't think so, because now it wasn't really your friend, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It depends. I know. People are like friends, and then they you get married.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because you're supposed to be somebody's friend first. Mm-hmm. But like, nah, like if you're my friend, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not, no.
Yeah.
No. Sis or sir. No.
Sis or madam.
Stay over there.
Yeah, I feel like if you start fucking with your friend, you have to understand that when that relationship is over, the friendship could be over
yeah.
too.
And also, I feel too, like, when you're getting to know somebody, obviously you're supposed to be their friend first, but you know in your head that you are getting to know them, like, on a level of, like, wanting to be with them or, like, commit yeah. to them. Having a friend and then y'all looking at each other, like, oh,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sounds like she is fucked up in the head from the boyfriend. Like, whatever's yeah. going on with
she's
that.
She's hurt about that.
She's hurt, yeah.
That friend has been there for her, obviously. Like, been there, been listening, been around, hanging out. So
right.
she's just taking those emotions. And I don't think that's fair to the friend.
Right. And I'm also like, is your friend gay? Is she bi? Because yeah. if she's neither,
yeah.
she might be very confused when you confess your feelings for her.
Yeah, it might make things a little weird.
Yeah, yeah.
If she's not.
I think break up with a boyfriend.
And if she's your friend, she knows what you're going through with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So that might throw her off too. Like, girl, you don't want me.
Right, right. Oh, that's true too. Yeah. And then you really could be fucking shit up. Because what if she had feelings for you all along, but now she feels like...
Yeah. You really love that boy. You just playing with me.
Yeah. No, that's not good. You don't want to play with anybody's feelings.
Women are emotional, so we would definitely think that.
Yes, we fucking are.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that you say that Area Codes is like a manifestation song.
Yes.
Where you're manifesting.
I need to start rapping that song again. Shoot. I do.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What else are you manifesting in your life? Like, what else? What's like your biggest dream goal
honestly,
you could put out in the universe?
Honestly, I want my project. First of all, I want my project to go crazy. Like, I want it to chart. That's what I've been manifesting. And another thing, I've been wanting to travel more, like make time for myself, like learn more about myself and not just be so consumed with like work and stuff like that. Cause I feel like that messes up your creativity sometimes.
That's so fucking true.
So I just want to learn more about myself.
Yeah.
Honestly. So.
I was telling my therapist recently, like, I can't remember the last time that I planned a trip yeah. that wasn't work related.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Mm-mm.
And like, you're young. You should be, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, not say that in front of the team. The team is like, we're fucking booked for the next 5 months.
My tour. Oh, let me shut up.
But there a tour is kind
of. I want to do a tour, my own tour, and I want it to sell out.
Yes, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Where do you want to travel to?
Every place that loves me.
I know that's fucking right. We're like your biggest fan base other than the United States, you know?
No. I need to look into that.
I feel like probably the UK. I just want to know. Because I feel like every kid, like me, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to grow up to be a pop star.
Yeah.
Like, what is it fucking like? What is it really like?
It's fun. I mean, you really, as an artist, you really don't expect everything that it comes with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my head, I'm like, I just want to make music and
yeah.
take care of my family and have fun with my friends. And there's just a lot that goes into that to maintain that. You
yeah.
know? So,
because you've been making music for a long time.
You get to meet different people, especially being around like people who have the same interests as me or like other female artists that's going crazy and stuff. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like such a good group right now too. I feel like of young female rappers that are just fucking killing it. And I love that everybody stays like close knit and collabs and like,
yeah.
does all this amazing shit. I think it's
everybody
incredible.
Is just talented and beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. What about your friends from like back home? Are you still close with all of your like hometown friends or like you have like your day ones?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like my best friend, she out here right now. We've been doing the whole Grammy week thing together.
Oh, I love that.
And yeah.
That's so fun. Ugh.
And Ken the man, she out here. That's my girl.
Who is?
Ken the man.
Wait, yes.
Yeah, she out here.
Oh, I love that.
Me and Ken went on it was technically supposed to be a solo trip for me, but she didn't want me to be by myself, so she flew to the Cayman Islands with me.
Oh,
and
yes.
And we had a blast.
A ball.
We was lit. Sleep and lit.
Was it work-related or was it for fun?
No, it was just for fun.
Oh, I love
that. We were like, bye.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Good.
Yeah.
Smart. That's wise. All right. What is the biggest piece of advice that you can give the besties about dating? Because...
Yeah, I would just say stay true to yourself. Like, don't give up on your standards or your boundaries just because somebody else doesn't fit that. Like, there's somebody that is willing to do that for you or, like, stick to them with you. So,
right.
I don't know if I said that right, but y'all know what I mean.
Basically, like, if they wanted to, they would.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times in relationships, we make excuses.
Yeah, and don't lose yourself in nobody. Like, mm-hmm. really just be yourself because... That's what they liked you for in the first place. You know?
Right. Yeah. No, that's so true. I think I've been guilty of that.
Making, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Making. I think as women, it's just something that we do.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because we see the right. We are so smart.
Yeah.
The writing is on the wall. We see everything before it comes. And
yet,
it just goes out the window sometimes.
Yeah. I think that happened in my last relationship. I was just like so like focused on like making sure he was straight and like, are you good? Is everything okay with you? Or mm-hmm. like that I just kind of forgot about myself and never really asked myself like, dang, like what do you want? Like, mm-hmm. are you gonna continue to grow or this is where you're at right now? You know what I mean? And does this person even really like, you know, wanna grow with you or something, you know?
Right.
So yeah.
Were they in the industry?
Yeah, kinda. I'm in a different industry, but still in the industry.
Yeah. I feel like that helps. Because I feel like when I, like I said, dude, the fucking lawyer dude for all of 5 seconds, and I dated an accountant once before, and he didn't understand, like, my lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, like, explaining that, like, my weekend is on Wednesday, Thursday, and not Saturday, Sunday, because I worked Saturday, Sunday, and I'm sleeping in on Wednesday, Thursday. He'd be like, why the fuck are you sleeping in?
Yeah.
I'm like, because this is my
life. I feel like it just depends on the person, really. Either they get it or they don't.
Right.
Because even some people in the industry don't really understand, like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I got stuff to do, too.
Just there's like levels.
You. Yeah.
And you're on a high level.
Yeah.
So they better get a fucking ladder if they want to be able to catch up.
Exactly.
To what you have going on. I love that. Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm on all social media, everything, everywhere, as Kali.
With three I's?
Yes. Don't forget the three I's, period.
Are you so annoyed when people misspell it?
Not really. I mean, even my chain still got one I. Oh. So, we working on it.
We're going to add two more?
Yeah, my next boo, he gonna upgrade the chain.
I know that's fucking right.
Yeah.
Manifest. Yeah. Manifest everything. I get really upset when people misspell my name.
Yeah.
Because it's Cammie with an E at the end.
Oh, okay.
Intentionally.
Yeah, I would get annoyed if it's my real name.
Yeah.
Not well, Callie. If you purposely misspell Callie and put a C, now I'm going to be annoyed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But people, yeah.
Cammie's not even my real name.
Oh, what's your real name? Oh, you don't want to tell you?
This is a confession. No, it's Cameron.
Oh. Girl.
But I spell, I in the like first grade said I'm gonna go by Cammie now.
Okay.
K-A-M-I-E. I did that.
Yeah.
I made it for myself.
So that is your name.
That is my stage name.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to spell it K-M-M-Y, K-M-I.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I love you, K-M-I. I'm like, you don't. You can't.
You literally cannot love me.
You don't even know how to spell my name.
No.
How are you even a true fucking fan? Mm-hmm. Anyways, so they can find you there. Mm-hmm. And then also at the Grammys. I'm like fingers crossed, toes crossed, manifesting that win
for
you.
We got it.
Because you fucking deserve.
Yes.
Barbie soundtrack?
Yeah. That's history, girl.
No, it's giving iconic.
Yeah.
It's giving iconic.
And I kind of look like.
I literally was going to say, I'm like, which Barbie? This rapper Barbie.
Yeah.
Grammy award winning. Grammy award winning rapper Barbie.
Rapper Barbie.
I love it. Hi, Barbie. You watched the movie.
Yeah, I did.
Like, that would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your beauty.
Oh, thank you.
And I wish you nothing but the fucking best because you are doing it.
I could feel that. I felt it from when I walked in. You was like, ah.
Because I was fucking excited. I was like, you know, I'm really a do it, bitch.
Yeah, period.
I was literally listening to it all the way here. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, and Bozo is out now. Make sure y'all go get that.
Bozo. Wait, what is Bozo about?
Oh, it's about folks' exes.
Folks, other folks.
Yeah.
Not you.
I'm just creating a scenario for the girls that they can, if they can relate.
Okay, so it's going to be the soundtrack to the besties.
It's like, it's a Keisha Cole, the love sample. And it's like, love, fuck that. Ain't no more love for a hoe. Yes. Guarantee that nigga double back. Yep. His homeboy the one I should have chose. Ooh, that's the real
team. You did not. Oh my God, wait, don't you fucking hate that when you like meet the friends and you're like, that happened to me?
No,
once.
That never happened to me. I chose the right one. Them homeboys be bums.
And that's the thing. They do turn out to be bums. But one time I met the homeboy and I was like, when the fuck did you get this friend? I've never seen this friend.
I don't want that to happen to me.
It won't.
I don't want that to happen to me. I'm going to be pissed. Oh, damn. I'm going to have to go ghost.
Stop. Then the song will really ring true. Come don't manifest that.
It's like, hey. Oh, for real? You remember that?
Who? Him?
Y'all still friends?
We weren't even talking like that for real. it wasn't even giving that. Okay, so stream Bozo.
Yes.
And we'll see what's next for you.
Yes.
Big things.
Big things. Big Cali. Period.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. You can catch a new episode of Relationship every single Friday. Make sure you hit that follow button so you don't miss any of the action. And I want to hear from you. So please, if you love the show, leave us a review. But by review, you know I only mean 5 stars only. And let us know what you think. Make sure you follow us on socials at Relationship on Instagram and at Relationship Pod on Twitter. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye, bestie.